Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Oh, mostly.
Blood on the mountain. Blood on the snow.
Shut your mouth.
Have nowhere to hide.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Nowhere to go.
we'll get to it. Now I'm getting over a sickness. So that's why I kind of sound like Barry White right now. But that's fine. Because, in a way, my getting over a sickness matched the experience.
Do you feel sicker because of it?
I feel like I'd rather be sick again.
Yeah.
Like, than having watched that.
I feel like I wanted to be in bed with the flu and just not record this episode.
Exactly.
And not have to watch
this. Agree. But you know we would have to watch it.
Yeah, eventually. It's always going to creep up on us.
Yes. Creep.
Yes. It's
a good word.
Creep.
Creep.
You know, like Leroy Bassett. Yeah. Hey, Leroy, hand me a beer.
Mm.
Thank you, Leroy.
Mm, you're welcome, Wilbur. Oh, God.
Yeah, this movie,
this is special.
We say this a lot, but this one literally is special.
Yes.
Like, special ed.
No, it's beyond.
This is...
It's not special ed.
This is
offensive to special ed.
Like, I know I say this a lot this too, but worthless. Like, this is literally one of my least favorite movies we've watched.
I feel like you say that about every movie.
I know, but like, it just keeps getting worse and worse. Like, it...
Does it though?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, nothing's as bad as Curse of the Headless Horseman, but nothing can be that bad.
It's not as bad as Bigfoot, even though it has...
It's Bigfoot-esque.
It has similarities.
Yes.
But Bigfoot did not have a wonderful song.
Yes.
About Bigfoot.
Two wonderful songs.
You mean repeating them?
Well, three, if you want to say repeating them, three, and then the... Leroy, hand me a beer.
Well, there's three original songs that I remember. There's the Leroy one. Wait, four. No, there's four, excuse me. There's the Leroy one. There's the one about Kima. There's the one about Wilbur. And there is the one about the Indian on the mountain.
Yep.
We haven't even said the fucking title.
We watched The Devil and Leroy...
Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. No, it's The Devil and Leroy Bassett.
Yes.
Like a Basset hound, because he kind of looks like one.
Very, I mean, it's an interesting title, I suppose.
Interesting that we almost couldn't find it at first. You have to rent this on Amazon, by the way, but yeah, I don't know why you would pay $3 to rent this piece of shit.
Has a interesting poster.
The poster was actually kind of cool. Like, I was looking at it and I'm like, wow, for the 70s, that's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. The poster says he was an Indian and they were only going to hang him until they met... The Devil and Leroy Bassett.
Now, I have a question for you.
Please.
Who's the devil?
The movie.
In this movie? Yeah, well...
The movie itself.
The movie is a demon.
But...
And it will possess...
For the sake of... Of trying to reason with the dumb logic of this, I'm going to say Wilbur is the devil.
Okay.
Wilbur is the crazy religious guy, right? I'm not crazy.
No, Wilbur is not the crazy religious guy.
Leroy is the religious guy. So yes, the devil would be Wilbur.
Okay, yeah.
And Leroy Bassett is the crazy religious man.
Yes.
Who's sort of the leader. Oh boy, okay.
All right, so let's get into it.
This claims to be based on a true story.
We should break this down because I have a lot to say afterwards.
Yes, well, that's amusing you say that because I took possibly the vaguest fucking notes of my entire note-taking life.
I mean, my real question is why would you even... I mean, I took notes, but nothing happens in this movie, so...
Are you kidding?
We just get a bunch of people driving around.
There's so much dialogue.
Too much dialogue.
It's so good.
Too much dialogue.
Are you kidding me? Tarantino fucking wept.
This is Tarantino's wet dream right
this
here.
This is. It's better than any Tarantino writing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell ya.
You know how Quentin Tarantino has a lot of world building in his movies.
Yeah, people just sit and talk.
Yeah.
And you get the same in this movie, and it's just...
thrilling.
Ooh, baby, thrilling.
They talk about the greatest things.
Mm-hmm. Like how someone is deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb. The she's a ute line. Oh. Detesticled wolves.
Mm.
Not
there's that weird joke about Kansas. I still don't get what the hell that was.
Yeah.
About how, like, you know, there's a newspaper article that says Jesus couldn't have been born in, like, Concordia, Kansas.
Because the three wise men were virgins or something.
What the hell does that even mean?
I have no idea.
And he's like, ah, ha, ha, I'm so funny.
All right, so it starts out with three idiots in a car.
Shh, hey, you forgot. It starts out by saying this is based on a true story.
Oh, yeah. The names and locations have been changed to protect the identities of the people.
No. I remember this because no other movie does this. It says the names and identities have been changed to protect, and then it pauses and says, the guilty. Because most movies, not just movies, documentaries, anything, if they change names, it's always because they're protecting the name of the innocent. Always. Yeah. The guilty are in prison. No one gives a fuck about their names, okay? It's always to protect the innocent. But in this movie, oh no. So presumably, the quote-unquote innocent are the real people. Now, there is literally no evidence on the planet of any of this being based on a true story.
Well, that and literally, I'll spoil it, the only person that survives is the brother, is Wilbur. Mm-hmm. That's the only person that survives. So were they just protecting his identity?
Apparently.
That was the only person.
Apparently.
The guilty. You mean the not dead?
Apparently. Or in the logic, did they make up everyone else's name? Like Kima?
Maybe. I have no idea. But my other thing is, like, how couldn't have this have happened? There's just a bunch of people talking. Some guy, they break a bunch of laws. The sheriffs find them and kill them. Like, how, of course it's based on a true story. That happens all the time.
But did it happen like this? And I'm going to say no.
No.
There was never a case where a fucking madman, religious man, and his Native American buddy hijack a school bus full of middle-aged men and get in a shootout with a bunch of sheriffs.
I mean, I might look this up and see if I can post something about it.
You will get nothing.
I don't think I will.
You won't. It's entirely possible that there may have been, like, some vague thing where, like, some Native American died in a shootout.
I wonder if, like, the director was just, like, having his morning breakfast, you know, flipped out his newspaper, read one of the headlines that was like, you know, crazy religious person with Native American goes on killing spree.
No, I disagree. Because that would imply this director can read.
Well.
So, yeah. I'm going to say no.
He can write terrible scripts, so that's good.
Apparently.
Alright, so we get the three idiots. We get Leroy, Wilbur, and I don't know what their brother's name is.
Yeah, it's like a... it's like a Tarantino movie, no? Three criminals in a car.
Literally, talking. Wilbur, all he does is ask for beer.
Yes.
Hand me a beer. Hand me a beer.
Well, this is after we hear the theme song.
Yeah. Yeah, the theme song, where it's just like,
it's
Leroy, like, I can't even remember the lyrics.
It's singing, the song is about Leroy, but the chorus is like, Leroy, hand me a beer.
Well, the singer is like, if you listen enough, you can hear him say, Leroy, hand me a beer.
Oh, thank you, Leroy. And then, you're welcome, Wilbur. And it sounds like he says Wilbert.
It was at that moment that we heard that theme song that I knew we made a mistake.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I knew as soon as they started talking. And the scene with them in the car just drags out. All you have to know is that they are getting somebody out of prison.
Yep.
And
by a master plan.
Master plan.
I say that loosely because it's not masterful at all.
And they're following a cop. and these cops go to a motel and stay the night in a motel. Now, why in the world two cops are staying in a motel is beyond me.
Maybe they were fucking. Who are you to judge?
Together?
Yeah.
Two cops? Okay, I get it.
Maybe they were having sex, okay?
Okay.
Gay relationships were a thing.
Respectable.
So. Yeah.
It's makes sense. But,
That's their choice, okay?
I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that the director had no clue how to do this scene because the scene requires them wait outside this building for these cops to then get up in the morning and drive off, and the director had no clue how to do this scene with like a... Because, you know, normally, when you get off work, one cop goes home, the other cop goes home. You can't do that scene.
Yeah, they don't just both go stay at a hotel.
No, that's what... No, Will, all cops have to sleep together in a same motel. Now you know.
Dude, they were fucking.
It's true.
Okay? And I'm not here to judge them.
It's true.
But that's what they were doing.
Yeah, I think you figured it out.
So...
You figured out the only remotely interesting subplot of this goddamn movie.
A gay relationship.
And it lasts for, like, a whole minute.
It was a love for the ages, okay?
It is.
Yeah.
It's tender. It's tender.
It is tender.
It's the only precious thing in the movie.
It works. So, they wait literally until morning. We get, like, 15 minutes
of... And Wilbur keeps bitching about how he's hungry.
And, like, wants more beer.
Yeah.
And so the cops drive off finally to the police station, and
just mention quickly, Leroy is like constantly talking about like God and
God,
like,
and Jesus. He
don't
a,
take.
He even has a hat with a cross on it.
Yeah, he's like, because Wilbur will say like, "Oh God damn it, I want some beer," and he's like, "Don't drink like the Lord's name," and it's just dragged out.
It's like oddly,
and the guy in the back keeps like. Picking on Wilbur.
Yeah.
That's their whole relationship.
And they're all brothers, apparently?
Well, I have no goddamn clue. There were times when I thought Wilbur and Leroy were brothers. And then there are times when it's like, it seems like Wilbur and the guy in the back are brothers.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I have no goddamn idea.
So they follow the cops to the police station. And now Leroy unveils his master plan to get a cop car, because they need a cop car to go pick up Kima.
Well, I have a question for you. So the cops go to the station, they get out of the car, they go in the police station, right? Then he hatches the master plan. Now I am 90% sure it's a different cop.
Yeah.
May I ask you a very logical question? What was the point?
There was no point.
Exactly.
There was no point to the first like 10 or 15 minutes of this movie.
Because they need a cop car.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Now, they sit there, watch these cops, you know, have their little relationship in the motel, and then they follow them to the police station where they get out, and then he's like, "What are you gonna get a cop car?" He's like, "I'm gonna trade this nice bottle of beer for a nice cop car.
This shiny, warm bottle of beer," is what he says. Shiny,
again,
warm bottle of
different
beer.
Different cop car, different everything. He could have just done this without even having to sleep outside of a motel.
Oh, yeah.
Why this happens?
Now, he says this, and then they go back into the station, and the cop is talking about this Native American they captured.
Yeah, there's
named
a...
Named Kima.
There's a guy coming to transfer him to a different state.
Yep, so he's like, and he's talking about how, like, Kima, like, took down, like, five people, and, like, how
something about a deer?
How he's, like, a badass, like,
yeah.
You know, they took down a bunch of deer. And,
yeah.
You know.
When he was hiding in the mountains.
All this stuff, and then... They're like, why is he so angry? And they kind of explain that Kima was mad at police, but we'll find out
later.
Well,
they give us that flashback later.
Yeah.
But we see Kima in his prison cell. And we get a very quick shot of a woman.
Now remember, before we do this, their master plan is in effect, because... Remember, he's like, he drives past a cop car.
And is asking for directions.
And is asking for directions, and the cop gives him directions, and he's like, "Thank you, mister," and then starts drinking a beer.
Coors Light.
So the, yeah.
You know this dude, you know this is a shit movie when they're drinking.
You're sponsored by Coors Light.
Goddamn, Coors Light. But if Coors Light wants to sponsor us, Coors Light's the best.
Sure.
Best beer.
We'll say that. I mean, we'll go puke it up afterwards, but you know, yes. You know, it's fine. Well, it's fine. For the money, we'll say that it's
We'll say good. It's great, you know. It's the best beer. But yeah, he drinks it, and it's like, the way he drinks it is like, looks like a commercial, because he slowly raises it, and you see
the label right
on the side, and the cop is just like, ooh. So he
pulls him over, then
they immediately like
they get out. It's weird because he pulls him over, and then they get out of there.
He walks up to them, yeah, and he opens the door
and takes a gun out
and sticks him up.
Yeah.
Then it cuts to Kima in the prison,
and they're letting him out of his cell to get transferred.
And he gets a flashback of the woman.
Kima!
Kima! That's it.
So Kima grabs the mattress off his bed and, like, pushes all the cops against the wall and tries to run to one end of the room.
Yeah.
And there's bars.
And they catch up to him, and he kind of escapes. And then he runs to the other end, and they slowly
walk up to him
and do the same thing. And this time they catch him, and they beat him up.
So then we get another scene of Leroy taking the uniform and putting it on. Because so he's going to imitate a cop to get Kima out.
Wilbur wants to shoot the cop, and Leroy's like, no, I don't have time to give him his prayers to send it to heaven.
I have to say a prayer over him and then kill him.
Yeah, so we don't have time, so they stick him in the trunk. Then we get the police station again.
And we get the flashback
of
the one of Kima and the girl running around?
No, we get
What flash?
What happens
to them? That's right. Okay, so yeah, we get a flashback of Kima coming out of a bar.
Drunk
with a bunch of friends, because the cop had explained earlier that he had just gotten married, and that's when he shot the sheriff and the deputy.
Yes.
Now, he doesn't shoot them right away, though.
Mm-mm.
Now, I'm going to break this scene down, because I am still confused about how we're supposed to care for Kima's story. I would understand if they did it better.
If they did anything better.
Yeah. But here's the breakdown of the flashback. Mm-hmm. So Kima and his friends get really drunk at a bar, and they come out of the bar, and the sheriff just tells him, hey, you've been drinking a lot. I know you just got married, but, like, you should go back in the bar and have some coffee, because you're not right to drive right now. So then
the next scene is Kima driving.
Kima's driving with his wife. And there's
a thrilling car chase.
Yeah, so the cops... So the sheriff that told him to go back inside and sober up is literally... He just flashes his lights.
Yeah.
And wants to pull Kima over because he's been... I'm assuming this is right after the bar. But I don't know. They don't explain anything.
Assume it is.
So anyway, Kima just keeps driving. Doesn't care about the cops behind him.
Well, it's a very thrilling chase.
Doesn't try to pull over. And then he kind of pulls over, but then goes off a ravine.
And
the car rolls.
We get the most vanilla car rolling I've ever seen.
It rolls once.
Well, first of all, we see a camera, like, rolling a bunch. And then we just see the car rolling once.
Yeah.
It looks like it's been maybe dented, like, once.
And it's a small-ass hill.
Yes. Tiny. Beyond tiny. And...
So Kima's wife apparently died in the small roll.
They rolled over a tiny little drop.
I mean, it could happen, but like...
Sure. Maybe.
But then... But... So Kima takes his dead wife out of the car, and like the cops are even trying to help her. And then... He takes the sheriff's gun and shoots him. Both of them.
That's his backstory.
Like, he's supposed to be angry at the cops for trying to pull him over, and then he stupidly, like, pulls over a ravine and is all pissed off at the cops now?
Yes.
Now, I get it. I understand they're trying to... I get what they're trying to do. Didn't convey it very well.
Well...
They're trying to make an exploitation movie.
Okay. Fine. But...
There's better ways to do it.
Either go full crazy... Or don't.
Or just make a movie about injustices done to the Native Americans.
You could.
Like, do that.
You could make a movie about where, I don't know, they where they're harassing him for no reason.
Yeah.
And but then they weren't. Something happens and his wife dies. And it's like,
Then
it makes sense, right?
Have there be a reason why he's so upset at the cops.
But instead it's just like, okay, he had drunk and basically had a drunk driving accident and killed his wife. And it's like, okay.
He got pissed at the cops over an accident?
You can't make me care. Mm-mm. You can't make anyone care. Because, no joke, he has maybe 10 lines in the whole movie.
Yeah.
I think after the first half hour, he says nothing. The entire focus of the movie switches to Leroy and his dumb maybe brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now we get... So that flashback ends, and then we figure out why Kima's so angry and upset, and why they want to break... We don't know why they, like, Leroy and Wilbur want to break him out yet, but...
I still don't,
but... Apparently, he, like, helped them at some point.
At some point, so they drove 400 miles to break him out of jail.
But I don't get it, because, like, they didn't ever explain what he did.
Well, no. Who needs explanations?
So we get the the deputy and the sheriff put Kima into a car, a cop car.
And they drive off.
And Leroy and Wilbur and the gang drive behind them.
And they pull them over.
So the cop car pulls another cop car over.
Yes.
I don't know how that works, but...
Well, I don't know.
But anyway, and... so they hold him by gunpoint. So, like... It's funny because the sheriff and the deputy are like pulled over and they're like, who the hell is that? And like Leroy gets out and like he's like, that's not a cop. That's what's Leroy. Funny is
like he gets out of his cop car in his quote unquote disguise
and takes the helmet off, right
takes
away.
Off running, and they are like looking at him like, what's going on?
Well, they even like before, like right before he gets to the car, he's like, that's not a cop. That's Leroy.
It's like, oh, you didn't notice when he like just. Flew his helmet flew off.
Yeah.
And he started running at you with a gun. You didn't notice?
So they get both the cops out of the car, but like one of them kind of punches Wilbur in the face.
This happened so quickly I didn't even see anybody get punched, but
yeah, neither did he. He
punched him apparently and then ran and gets shot.
Yeah, he gets shot by
someone.
He gets shot by Leroy because I remember he shoots him over the sheriff's
and
lap.
The other cop is just there.
Well, and, like, then we get this weird scene where, like, Leroy's telling Wilbur to get the gun from the cop in the car that he is holding hostage.
Yep.
So Wilbur is, like, rubbing his face and he's like, he hit me! Why did he hit me? He broke my teeth! Why would he do that? That was unjustified!
And I'm just like...
And then his, like, brother, like, is like, yeah, why do you do that? And then shoots him a bunch of times.
Yeah, he shoots the dead body a bunch of times.
Yeah. Okay, now, let me ask you a very simple question. You see a guy opening your door by force with a gun, and he's wondering why the guy punched him in the face.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe to defend himself.
No, he just wanted to be a dick.
Clearly. I don't get it, because the cops really aren't dicks in this movie. None of the cops are really that bad. One of them says like a racial thing about Native Americans.
Yeah,
but that is literally it. That's the only thing he says.
And he's not even like a main character.
He just says that he bathes and like
That's the guy who's picking him up.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's the only bad cop in this movie. That's all the other cops are just doing their fucking job.
Yeah,
like that's it. I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't fucking know.
So then we get that scene. They take the cop car by force. They finally get Kima and they drive off in the cop car.
Yeah.
So then we get the new sheriffs. Oh, well, this is your favorite.
The sign.
The sign in New Mexico.
Okay. There's these guys pulling up to a police station, and this scene was confusing at first because they're dragging somebody out of their car, and he is dressed in a poncho. He looks like Clint Eastwood from like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Like Clint Eastwood had a few too many donuts.
A few too many donuts, yes. But he's dressed like in a poncho, like he's about to be in a Western shootout.
He even has like a long brimmed
hat. Yes. And immediately I'm like, who the hell? What the hell? Why? But whatever. At first I didn't even know they were cops.
No, I didn't.
I legitimately thought it was Leroy and his friends.
Yeah, but it's like two new cops.
Yeah.
Like
they just drop it on you.
We have never seen them.
But they're dragging this guy in this building, and it shows the sign, and it's like this, it almost looks like a
Haven count. I can't remember.
Well, first of all, the sign looks like a whiteboard.
Yeah.
That someone taped to the side of the building, and it says, Cloud County Sheriff Station, Cloud County, New Mexico. No shit, dude.
It's like if R says, like, Salt Lake City, Police Department, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yes. Whoa, dude. Whoa. No shit.
You know what? Beforehand, before you put the extra Salt Lake City, I didn't know this was in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, well, it wouldn't just say Cloud County Sheriff's Department. It has to say Cloud County, blah, 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 and then Cloud County, New Mexico.
What would have been hilarious if they used a name of a city that has the state in the name.
Yes.
So like Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City Sheriff's Department. Kansas City, Kansas Sheriff's Department. Kansas City, Kansas. That would have been hilarious.
Look, I would not put it past this director to do that.
I know. I'm surprised he didn't.
That's beyond stupid. It's amateur shit. But it's also like, I'm glad he did that. I'm glad that stupidity happened.
So
for our sake.
Then we get them pulling the guy into the cell.
And he's drunk.
And then it cuts to Leroy and Wilbur.
And his gang. And they're dropping.
They're dropping the sheriff off.
In the middle of nowhere.
And Kima gets out of the car and is like, I'm not going to kill you yet.
Yeah.
You tell the sheriff that I'm coming after him.
He's got a debt.
He's got a debt and I intend to pay it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Something
like that. You know.
But yeah. For drop off in the middle of, he's like, okay, now you go back to town. So I guess he gets like a head start to do something.
Then we get a fight scene.
Do we?
I think so.
No, we get
we get
the cops. I mean, I might have just skipped fucking notes, but we get the cops talking to each other.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The new, the main cops, I guess. And one of them is,
he talks like this, yeah.
No,
like,
I put down, they're like sitting there and he's like, you know, you wouldn't believe the woman I was with last night.
And he's like all like mannerisms and yeah, stuff like that.
He has his like,
you wouldn't believe the woman I had last night.
And the guy's like, oh, I would believe it because you told me. He's like, what? I didn't tell you. But then, like 5 seconds later, he's like,
he's totally normal.
Yes, Captain. I got the notes. It's like,
whoa. What? Is this also word, dick?
No.
No, okay.
Dick licorice? No, that's, dick licorice. No, this is where we get the two scenes of the sheriff talking about retiring.
Oh, that's right. Remember? Yeah.
So the
and
first
Wilbur
scene,
going full retard.
That's the whole movie. But yes, the sheriff is like,
sorry, I'm being insensitive. I shouldn't say retard, but
yeah, it's this movie's offensive to retards.
It's true.
If you want me to add on to your offensiveness,
there we go. I apologize.
Because if you add on, you know, two negatives.
If anyone has an aversion to that.
Well, two negatives make a positive.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. It's fine. We're saved.
He goes really dumb.
Oh, God.
So
we get, there's a scene of the sheriff and someone in a car.
In a car talking about how the sheriff is going to retire because he's sick of this, like,
this is a hard job.
Yeah, it's a hard job. He's like, the next term, I'm just not going to apply. I'm going to go fishing for the next 5 years.
Cut. Next scene. There's like a scene in between of this with the idiots in their car, like arguing as they always do, but that doesn't matter. Nothing concrete happens. Then it cuts and we get a scene of the sheriff and I believe it's the same exact cop in the police station, and the sheriff has the exact same conversation with him.
Yep.
Now, immediately our brains were like breaking because it's like, okay, you just had this conversation literally a minute ago.
Like, why are you having it again?
Then we got the scene that told us.
So they pull up to like a convenience store.
No, they're coming back in the station. Because remember?
Oh, that's right. So yeah.
Then after this, we get a scene of the sheriff and that same cop walking into the police station. And they are dressed in like outdoor like clothing.
Yeah.
They look like they were dressed in that scene in the gas station.
He put the scenes together out of order.
Which, yes, means that when they edited this thing, they put the scenes out of order.
So let me break this down for you. So when he's talking about fly fishing for 5 years, they're in a car in coats. Then the next scene happens. They're in an office. They're in the sheriff's office.
Yes.
Without their coats.
Talking about the same thing.
And then the next scene, they're walking into the police station. Yes. With their fucking coats on.
You would put that scene immediately after the gas station scene.
Yes.
But apparently, no. When you edit a movie drunk or something, or because you're eating too much dick licorice, you don't.
We're going to get to that soon.
Because I think that's the next.
Yeah, that's the next scene.
Okay.
And then they go to the abandoned house. But
so yeah, they're
so they pull up to so Leroy and the gang pulls up to like a convenience store and they're asking if they need anything else.
And Wilbur is hungry like always.
And he says he wants dick licorice.
Okay.
Like what?
Now I know like obviously the script didn't say dick licorice. But whatever the hell he was trying to pronounce...
I don't understand.
...is beyond me. We rewinded it. It sounds like dick licorice. Hand me some of that dick licorice. I don't know.
Is it like a southern name for like a red licorice? I don't know. I have no idea what dick licorice would be.
It's not even the south, though.
I don't know. Yeah, they're in New Mexico, so it's not...
But... Look, here's my theory. I think he flubbed the line.
You think so?
And for some ungodly reason, they kept it in.
Why?
Because dick licorice.
Yep. So then they decide to drive.
Hold on. I don't know if this is... Yeah. So, the next scene is the most important scene of the movie. Where this guy... is in the police station with his parents.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I forgot to take notes of this because it's so dumb.
Don't worry. I took notes to torment you with this.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. This guy's in the police station and he's like talking about how he went to this bar to talk to somebody and they got in a fight. He's in trouble.
And the guy started throwing like pool balls at the guy and broke a bunch of windows.
Yes.
In the
now, bar. This character has, we've never seen him before, you never see him again. This whole scene is, it's like a PSA.
Can I ask you why we should care? Exactly.
Because, I don't know. It's like a PSA.
Yeah, it kind of is.
But it doesn't even make sense because, like, there's a whole thing where they're like, well, the other guy started throwing the, billiard balls at him.
So he should pay for the windows.
And it broke the windows, so he should pay. And he's like, well, he only started throwing them because, you know, your son went in there. And I'm just like, that's not how it works.
That's not how that works at all.
Yeah, like...
If you break the fucking windows, it's your fault.
No, well, if your car gets broken into on the street...
It's your fault
you for leaving it on the street. You go to the cop and he's just like, well, you shouldn't have parked it there. If you didn't park it there, wouldn't have gotten your stereo jacked. Apparently.
Or like when you get like if you get like robbed in your house, it's your fault because you aggravated
you exist.
Because you had cool shit in your house.
Apparently, yeah, that's
you know, cuz you and you invited them in by having cool shit in your house.
Yeah, that's how that's how it works, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The cops will always tell you that.
So, yeah. In this universe, they literally can't like prosecute anything, apparently.
It's almost as dumb as, like, the frickin', what was it, in Pigs, the guy that said, like, well, feeding a dead body to a pig isn't illegal.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It reminded me of that scene.
It's the same universe.
Yeah, apparently.
Yep.
Okay. Then. So then we get back to the gang, and Kima knows this place that's abandoned in the winter.
Apparently.
And so they go up, and we get the slowest shot of them, like, driving, like, a mile per hour.
But it's like this hill. Banjo music that's just going apeshit. Mm-hmm. As if it's the, like, most intense, it's like, scene.
Funk country.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, it's like just crazy. It's as if it's the most intense scene ever, but no, they're just driving like a mile an hour. And then they get in the house and there's these people in the kitchen.
And they think they're like the people that own the house.
Yeah.
And like they're talking to them and the guy's like, "No, we're just staying here. There was no one here.
Squatters."
Yeah, there's squatters in the some abandoned house.
It's these two old people and their daughter. Who is... Okay.
So, real quick, we just get a real quick scene of the sheriff, the new sheriff,
yeah,
answering the phone, and it's the old sheriff, and he's like, "What?" And then it just cuts back to...
So, the guy who was, like, left out in the middle of nowhere tells them what's happening.
Yeah.
Then, so, they're fine. Mind you, like, from this point on, you hear nothing from Kima.
No.
Nothing.
That was the last words he said.
The Leroy is talking to the squatters, and he likes them because they're Christian and whatever.
Yeah.
So now they're buddies.
And one of them's like a pastor or something.
Yeah. It's pointless, but so Wilbur is talking because they're like serving dinner to them, and the dinner is like some nonsense, like, and beans. One of them is like,
it looks like beans, and he just like dumping ketchup all over him.
I wanted to throw up. Yeah, he's just like, it's drowning in ketchup. And Wilbur's talking to the daughter, and he's like, "You need to teach your daughter some manners." And he's like, "Well, she can't hear you
because she's a mute."
Yes. And then he gets pissed.
Wilbur just goes off the fucking handle.
And he's like, "You trying to be funny?
Like, I ain't never seen no Ute look like that before." And the guy's like, "No." I have to get this ready.
There's two bullshit things in this line. That's the best part.
"No. She's a mute. That means she's deaf and dumb."
Deaf.
Deaf.
And we know he says deaf because they say this another two times.
Multiple times, yeah. Not deaf. Deef.
And eventually the stupid catches, because then Wilbur starts saying deef. Deef.
Yeah, she's deef.
And I can guarantee you by tomorrow, I'll be saying deef.
Now here's the thing. No one fucking says that.
No one.
Everyone knows it's deaf. I don't care what accent you have, it's deaf.
And that joke about mute and ute is, you know what that is? That's non-MIDI. Okay, if you watch Red Letter Media... One of them talks about non-MIDI, and he describes it as when you're watching a movie and a joke is so bad that like you experience negative laughter.
It just is the opposite effect of
laughter. Negative laughter. So it's like if you were slightly smiling and you hear that joke, your smile just drops.
Well, that was me the entire.
I mean, for you just started this with, like, a frown.
Yeah, and so it got bigger and bigger.
It just got bigger.
Yeah.
When you heard, "She ain't no ute.
She's deaf and dumb."
Deaf and dumb.
Why do they all talk like country locals? They're in New Mexico.
Because it's an exploitation movie, but at the same time, it's not. Because it's something, I don't know.
So, the sheriff that called before tells them all what happened, and then the head sheriff, the older guy that Kima wants to go after, decides to go back to the bar where Kima got drunk and everything.
He just walks around.
Yeah.
And does nothing.
And then walks out.
That's it.
Useless. I don't know what this scene was about.
Nothing.
But then we get another one of our favorite scenes.
Detesticled?
Yes. So, they're talking to the pastor again. And he's saying how he can help Wilbur's teeth because he's a veterinarian.
Yes, and he's like, there's not much difference between horses' teeth and, like, people's teeth.
Yeah.
Whatever. And at some point...
He said he's, like, whimpering like a detesticled wolf. Now, who the fuck says detesticled?
Me. This movie detesticled me.
It did, me too. It straight castrated me.
They didn't even need to. They just, they left.
Yeah.
They walked away. They were just like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yep, they're like, you know what, fuck it. We're not going to say spayed.
Detesticled.
We're not going to say spayed or neutered. No, detesticled.
Detesticled.
That makes more sense to me.
It makes too much sense.
So then we get a scene of Wilbur going after the deep and dumb girl.
And he tries to rape her.
And then they all get on top of him, and like the pastor tries to pull him off while the mom is like,
she keeps screaming like that.
Yeah, and it's like that short burst.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Like, it's supposed to be like this like horrific scene.
But it's funny because like not only is it short bursts, it's almost monotone.
Yeah. Like, it's like the same scream every single great. Time. So they finally, the pastor tries to yell at like Leroy, and Leroy's like, no, he's my brother, like blah, blah, blah.
But then they fix his teeth.
Yeah, so it's weird because they pin him down, and it's supposed to be like penance for trying to rape the girl that they like just straight pull his teeth with no anesthetic.
But then at the end, he's like fine with it.
Yeah.
And they're laughing. And they decide to leave.
So they decide to leave, but they kidnap the squatters.
They get a camper, like, trailer.
Apparently the squatters have a camper trailer.
Yeah.
And they get in the back with the daughter and hold her like, hostage and have them drive.
They have the squatters drive and pretend, yeah.
So all the sheriffs are setting up all these blockades around New Mexico. Like, everywhere, apparently.
Because they know that Kima is coming back to town.
Yep.
So they get to a roadblock. The sheriff, the cops are like, you know, open the camper. They're like, we don't have the keys. And the cops are immediately like pointing guns and
like saying, get out of the camper or we're going to shoot.
So
that one of the brothers stands in front of the door, opens the door. The sheriff shoots him. And then two arms come out behind the brother and shoot both the sheriff and the deputy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he saw both the sheriff and the deputy because the deputy was nowhere near the RV, but whatever.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
I know how. The Lord was guiding the bullets.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
The Lord tooketh my soul away.
This movie tooketh my soul away. Please. So the brother drops dead, and apparently the deep and dumb girl, she's sad that he died because they guess they had a connection because he helped her once.
Well, when they're driving, which we get another dumb, we forgot the dumb song with Kima, remember?
Oh yeah,
there's this like random scene in the middle of the movie where it's Kima and his wife
dreaming.
And it's playing this dumb song, and they're, like, throwing snowballs at each other. Stupid. And then, during this scene, when they're driving in the back of the camper...
We get the theme song again.
Not the theme song, we get Wilbur's song. Where it's like, Wilbur's a bad man, he got a gun, blah, 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 he's gonna drink. Stupid. And during the scene, like, the deaf dumb keeps looking at whatever his name is.
Yeah.
They keep, like, staring at each other. So and it's I guess they took this during this dumb scene. They were just like, okay, this is our only chance. We have to develop a connection. And then, so that's why she's sad that he's dead.
Well, she's being all sad. They take an entire bus. A school bus. Yeah, mind you, it's a yellow school bus. Now, you'll have to remember this in a minute. They hijack a yellow school bus while she's still sad. They pick her up and, like, take her in the
They drag bus. Her in, yeah.
Yeah. So they kidnap her again, and they start driving to the next blockade.
Mind you, this school bus is filled with middle-aged people.
Yep. And then, out of nowhere, Leroy just starts giving a sermon about the brother that died.
Well, he starts praying for him.
Yeah, and telling forcing everyone else to pray for him.
And then when he's done praying for him, he just throws his body out of the bus.
Yep.
But then he's not done. he still keeps going like crazy. Well, have you seen Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a scene in Dirty Harry where the villain is like, he hijacks a school bus full of children, mind you, because you know who gets in, you know who rides in fucking school buses?
Children. Yes.
And he starts like terrorizing them and like forcing them to sing with him. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I could think about during this whole scene was just like, man, I've seen this done so much better.
That's an effective scene because you're actually scared for all the people on the bus.
Whereas in this, I'm just annoyed.
Worried. Yeah, it was just stupid.
It's annoying is what it is. Because he won't stop screaming. And they just keep showing these dumb shots of the passengers. What's funny is they don't even look horrified.
They look fine. They actually start praying with him.
They're staring at him as if like, whatever.
It's like a mild inconvenience for them.
It's like, oh, it happens. Like,
oh, man.
Another one?
Another fucking school bus hijacking. Why do I keep taking this to church?
I can't ride school buses in peace. Oh, God damn it.
Hell. Every single goddamn Sunday.
Some asshole with a gun hijacks us and makes us pray for some dead body.
I really got to get out of New Mexico. So, the school bus pulls up to another blockade.
It's next to a church, wink wink.
Yep, and the cop talks to the guy driving the bus, and he asks him, why aren't you coming to church? We got to see you in our ward one day. And like the cop's like, I want to like talk to everyone in the bus. And then like he opens the door and Leroy's on the floor
and shoots him.
Blasts him away with a shotgun. I don't know where he got the shotgun. Probably from one of the cop cars.
Goddamn clue.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm going off of pure memory because I stopped taking notes because these are so fucking ridiculous. Oh,
I stopped taking notes too.
Yeah. So Leroy like tries to reason, like not reason with the cops, but he keeps yelling at the cops like how he's going to kill people.
And he like sees this guy in the front who looks like he's Amish or something. But I guess he's like
the pastor, I think.
Or something, yeah. And he's like telling him, like, are you in good terms with the Lord?
I'll put in a good word for you.
He's like, I can talk to the Lord by myself. And so he just, like, tells him, like, the guy tells him, like, I'll see you in hell. And then Leroy freaks out. And then he pulls
him off the bus, shoves him down.
Shoves him out.
Yeah.
And he kind of runs away, and Leroy shoots him. And the cops just let him shoot him.
What's weird about this scene is, like, the guy is running.
Yes.
Leroy is in full view, no one blocking him. The sheriffs are right there with the guns. They could have shot him right there, and they don't.
They don't. They just watch him shoot some hostage.
So then Leroy has this master plan where he's like, you need something to shoot at? And then like sends all the people out of the bus.
I guess his plan was like, oh, we're going to blend in.
So they run out of the... You can clearly see them running out of the bus. They made no attempt to hide them.
Well, also Wilbur is the last one to run out, and he has a hostage.
Yes. That he immediately lets go.
Oh, no, not Wilbur. So Kimo kind of runs away.
Yeah, Kimo runs off.
Leroy grabs a hostage.
Yep.
And then Wilbur is behind him and just shoots the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And hits him, but I don't know where he hits him.
I think in the eye? I don't know.
It's like the cheek.
Yeah.
But we never see it. There's a shootout, and...
So Leroy's against a church, and he's, like, shooting and saying, like, God damn you! Well, not God damn you, because he's not going to take the Lord's name in vain. Sorry.
He all that matters is he dies, and he keeps, like...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Like,
he's
they,
like
sprawl him out like Jesus on the cross.
Message.
Yeah.
Wilbur is taken into prison.
Yep. We never see Wilbur again.
We never see him again. And Kima runs off.
Oh, God.
Now, the movie really gets good.
So we get scenes of Kima running up a hill and that there's snow. And all the sheriffs are like, we can't get him up there. We need horses.
Somehow they know exactly where he's going.
Yep, with the horses.
Somehow.
Even though it's dirt first, then they wouldn't
be able to. At first it's dirt. I have no clue how they know, but they know.
I don't know how they got the horses so fast either, but whatever.
Movie magic. Then we see Kimo running through the snow slowly, because it's like deep, and we get the wonderful song.
Engine on a mountain. Engine in the snow. And running from the sheriff.
He's running from the man. Engine is, in the snow.
Engine is my brother. Just, I can't.
There never was a man. A solitary
man. A lonely man.
This is a song you have for, like...
It's like the Body Shop again, like, where it's like, he carves his name into saying, I love thee.
This is a song you have for, like, your hero.
Yeah.
Right? Not some dude who...
Like...
Oh, God.
You know what this actually scene reminded me of? And it's a stupid movie, too, but have you ever seen Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny?
Yeah.
You know where when Jack Black's, yeah, like trying to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they're literally singing, they're narrating what he's doing while trying to get in.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that.
Oh, it's very much on that line. I don't know. I know for a fact, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know that there's a movie like made around this time period that had like some similar theme with like the song and everything, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. But yeah, it's just him running away and then playing the dumb song.
Yep, and then he digs a little hole for himself and puts
in the snow
a bunch of pine like branches. I'm assuming he's just like he needs to rest. I don't know.
Well, okay, he buries himself in snow,
and then like literally the next scene is him digging himself out of the snow,
and then the song starts again.
Yep,
and they're still chasing him. What was the point?
So then he's running along, and then he decides to backtrack to make it look like he's running.
Yeah.
And then he jumps into a tree.
Climbs up. The guys on horses pass. There's four of them. One of them, for some reason, is behind.
Just miles behind them.
So Kima, like, swings down and grabs him. And the other three are still going. And the tracks end, and they backtrack, and they see a horse running up with nobody on it. And they say something like, why do you leave his horse? Okay, there's so much wrong with this. First of all, apparently he didn't scream at all or yell.
Not at all.
He was being grabbed. And
he was either that or he was too far away, which why would he be that far away from his party?
No goddamn clue.
Because it kept showing them, and they were very close.
Yes, they were. Together. So he didn't yell or do anything, and when they see the horse, they don't wonder why in the hell is there a horse without the cop on it. They're just like, I wonder why he left his horse.
Now my big question is, we see Kima literally struggling to get through the snow.
Yes.
He's like tripping, he's like, you know, tired, all this stuff.
Oh, it gets better.
He captures a cop, has time to hang him, and doesn't even bother taking the horse at all.
Doesn't bother.
No.
But if he did, took the horse, we wouldn't get the awesome ending. We wouldn't get the amazing ending.
Well, I love it, because like as Kima's running, the hunting party is literally like, oh, well, he must have gone up this pass. He knows he can't get up there without a horse.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't he take the fucking horse then?
Because you wouldn't get the awesome ending.
What the hell is that? So we get Kima climbing over a fence, and he's like trudging through the snow, and like he starts screaming.
Well, we hear like a snap, and he starts screaming, and we see that his leg got caught in a trap, then he falls down.
And his hand gets caught in a bear trap.
He gets a leg and a hand caught in a trap.
Like
how
that.
Convenient. So they catch up to him.
Did they not know how to end this movie?
Yes.
Like, literally, that's how he's... All this running for nothing. He literally gets caught in a bear trap.
Yes. Like an amateur.
Yeah.
Then they catch up to him. And
they have a confrontation.
The sheriff just shoots him.
Yeah. Well, like, the other sheriffs are like, no!
No! He just shoots him.
Yeah.
And then we see his dead body, and we hear the song again. But this time, the song is, Blood on the Snow.
Blood on the mountain.
Blood on the engine.
Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to go.
Blood on the engine.
Oh my god, this fucking movie. I just can't.
And the final insult. The final insult.
Oh, yes.
Is once the end credits are
done. I think
done,
more insulting to the person they dedicated this film to.
The final and biggest insult is it says at the end that one of the actors died in an accident during the making of this, and this was dedicated to him.
Yep.
How embarrassing.
What a legacy. Would you want that to be your legacy?
It's shameful.
Known for that movie? Yeah.
I couldn't find like any information. All I found was that he died in a car accident. I don't think it had anything to do with like...
How could it?
Anything in the movie, because there's no...
Nothing happens in this movie that would be dangerous.
Nothing. The one car chase is the weakest thing.
Now, this movie considers itself a modern Western, which is absolute horseshit.
But Will, there's cowboys and Indians.
There are.
And it's in the West.
It's not in the West. It's in New Mexico. That's not the West.
That is the West. It's the Wild West.
It's not the Wild West.
Yes, it is.
Stop it.
It is.
Stop it.
It is.
It's the West, but
it's God the desert it. And there's mountains. And shit. Cowboys and Indians and...
But engine in the snow.
And there's a sheriff and there's a duel. And there's an engine in the snow.
So, final thoughts?
It's trash. It's irredeemable trash. The more... I don't even have, like, final thoughts. I just have, like, an endless thing where, like... I know how to fix this thing.
There's multiple
ways. There's many ways to fix this.
There's multiple ways to make this a good movie.
So, either... Two options. Either you make a movie about, like, police brutality against this Native American character, and you set him up as your, like, folk hero. So it's them chasing him across, like, you know, whatever. And, like, fix the fucking ending.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things, like...
Why are we trying to make him a hero and then have him die in a bear trap?
Yeah, but, like, okay, even then, like, okay, let's say... Okay, now he's in the woods, and they're chasing him. Like, let's say, like, because earlier they talk about he could hide out there. So show him, like, do more. Like, show him, like, hunt them down one by one. Like, that'd be awesome. But no.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
You know, like a revenge story? Yeah,
because first, like, you give sympathy for him, and you make a trip for him, and then in the end, he hunts them down in the woods one by one, and they're just completely out of their league, out of their element.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But, like, that's the one version of the movie you make, okay? Or you go full exploitation. Full on. But then you'd have to actually have things happening.
Yes.
So instead of endless scenes of sheriffs talking to people about how, you know, you shouldn't have gone to the bar so no one throws billiard balls at you.
Or driving.
Yes. Have more shootouts, more blood, more gore. More insanity.
I'm sorry, if you're going to have a Western, you need more shootouts at least.
Yes. There's
like three.
Uh-huh.
There's multiple shootouts and more Westerns than this.
Yeah, I wouldn't even count the other ones as shootouts. You just shoot one person dead.
Yeah.
It's not a shootout. But if you're going to go full exploitation, you would have to have like those elements.
No, I completely agree.
So either make an exploitation movie or make a real movie about police brutality or something. But this?
No.
Ooh.
It's absolute trash. And I agree with you completely. That was actually my final thought.
Yeah.
It's literally irredeemable trash. I didn't enjoy a single second of this movie.
I enjoyed the failure.
But that's
because
what...
you know...
I mean, that's what this is all about, right?
Well, because you know he really thought...
It was a good movie.
This was on... Yeah.
I'm sure he thought this was the absolute best thing he can make.
And someone wrote those songs.
Yeah. He got someone to write those songs and actually record them.
And play them multiple times.
That's the odd thing to me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Don't watch this movie. But if you do want to watch it, Amazon, just don't spend your money. It's $3, but even that's too much for it.
Sure?
Yeah.
But if for $3, you will know.
I wouldn't have even watched this movie if it was free. Never again. It's awful. No,
well, you have to watch it again, and you got to pay for it.
Like, I don't think it's as bad as some of the movies we've watched, but it is worse than a lot of the movies we've watched. So, I don't know. It's fucking garbage.
It is, yeah.
Like, again, another pure example of how not to make a movie.
Yeah.
Like, don't do anything you see in this movie. Don't make long, drawn-out conversations that go nowhere and have no fucking context to anything in the movie.
Yeah.
And don't have, like, a police brutality plot where the police did nothing fucking wrong.
No. Except that was the most vanilla thing.
That's what drove me fucking insane. Literally, they tried to pull him over because he was drunk.
Yeah.
And he killed his wife.
Not even that. They just forget it, too. Like,
yeah.
Halfway through the movie, the Native American just stops talking.
Yeah. It's like they forgot their own plot.
And it turns into the Leroy Bassett Show.
Oh, God.
Which, I mean, I guess that is the title, so...
Whatever. I just don't understand this movie, how this movie exists or why it exists.
It exists because someone had a dream. The dream of being a filmmaker.
We got to watch it die.
We got to watch it die up.
Crash.
Horrible death.
Crash and burn.
And I am thrilled.
Yeah.
That's the joy. That's my only joy in this.
Yep. That's the only redeemable quality of this movie, that it's so bad and he thought it was so good. That just you enjoy the failure.
Yes, it's
you relish in the fact that it's such a failure.
The songs,
it's just so fucking bad. So you're gonna be gone for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. So
we're not gonna
taking a 2 week hiatus.
So this is gonna be like our last episode for the next 2 weeks. The next episode will be on the 27th, I believe.
27th of June, yeah.
It's a Thursday. It'll, like, 90% guarantee that'll be the next episode.
Okay.
And it should be better. It should be a better movie.
My God, I hope so.
It's super chick. So you got 2 weeks to hype yourself up.
So we got Wonder Woman, we got
Angel... Doll Squad.
Angels Wild Women, Doll Squad.
Oh, God. And well, technically, now, see, I would exclude Angels Wild Women because that was last.
Oh, that's right.
That was 1972, year. And it's not really the same because all of these are kind of like spy things. Now, I don't know like much about Super Chick, but I'm assuming that she's going to be like some sort of badass spy person. So, with Wonder Woman, Doll Squad, and Super Chick, that's going to be like three movies from the same year that have...
I am so ready.
The big difference, though, that in this one, it's just one. Because it's Super Chick.
Okay, cool.
So, I'm hopefully ready. That means that she's going to... I don't know. It's going to be terrible, but...
My body is ready.
It's going to be terrible, I'm sure, but... I'm
excited.
It can't be worse than this.
I still want my Wonder Woman sequel. Warrior Woman.
How sad.
That didn't ever get made.
Hey, if they want to contact us to make this, I'll do it.
I'll be happy to do it. I'll direct it so I can make out with a bunch of attractive women.
Buy me some pizza. I'll direct your movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll direct your Warrior
Woman. I mean, it might be shitty, but it'd probably be better than any of the stuff we've watched on here.
It might be bad, but... It won't be as bad as The Devil and Leroy Jenkins.
And nothing can be as bad as Curse of the Headless Horseman, so.
You want to hear the funniest idea I had?
Hmm.
My genius idea is to remake Curse of the Headless Horseman. Keep the same plot, the same characters, but everything else is, like, open to change. I want to imagine like taking that dumb plot and trying to make like something
good,
not good because the plot is stupid, but something decent. And I think it's possible.
I think so.
I think it's possible. But that's like my like joke idea is taking the worst movie we've ever seen and remaking it and trying to make something like decent.
Who knows? Maybe we could do it.
Who knows?
But
because it, and another amusing thing is that movie is so goddamn cheap that we could probably make it for even less money.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we will see you guys in 2 weeks, as always. Mm-hmm. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we are the Mostly Come Out at Night. We will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Engine on the man here.
Man Engine in the snow. Here. Pearl Jam up in this bitch.